Hello.
Hello. Hi, Gray. Is Stacy a bigot here?
Who called?
Hi, you're speaking to... I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So am I speaking to the named person on the list?
Okay.
And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Are you in a place
mm-hmm.
where you can talk safely and open on your phone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Okay. And what's your age?
I'm 30.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll say it's 50-50.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
0?
0. Okay. And thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is that strongly approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve or disapprove of the job that Biden is doing, President Biden is doing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. All right. I do appreciate your time. We are about 30% complete of this. I know you're probably a super busy lady, but just bear with me. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, you could please say so. So Project 2025, on a scale of 0 to 100, or you never heard of them, or you have no opinion?
Never heard of them.
Okay. And the Democratic Party?
I heard of them.
Okay, so from a scale of 0 to 100?
I say like a 2.
2. Okay. Donald Trump?
A 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Maybe a 5.
Okay. Tammy Baldwin?
A 4.
Okay. The Republican Party?
A 2.
Okay, so let me just read that part again, right? So 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Okay?
You say 50?
Okay. Yeah, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, so basically neutral. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And a zero means that you feel very cold.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, do you want me to start at the beginning?
Nah.
Okay. All right. The Republican Party?
I got to give you a right, like a 50.
Okay. All right. And Joe Biden?
50.
All right. J.D. Vance?
I don't know who that person is, but,
okay, so you never heard of?
No.
Okay, I'll click that one. All right. Okay, so I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say.
Well, I'm undecided.
Okay. All right. I do appreciate your time. We are about 52% complete. We are almost there. Remember, your opinion matters. Okay. So, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
What you say?
So, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
That Kamala Harris.
Okay. And what do you need to hear more about from candidates in order to make a choice?
You say what now?
And so what do you need to hear more about from candidates in order to make a choice? So what would you need to hear more about either the person you voted, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, for you to make a choice?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll put that in. Okay. And now I'm going to read a few statements. This might take like a few minutes that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing, reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, and 5 means it is somewhat convincing, reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing, you know, so reason to support her for president. So you may use any number from 0 to 10. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. So as president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reserve the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. Would you say it's not at all convincing, which would be a 0, 5, somewhat convincing, or 10, very convincing?
I'll say a
10. A 10? Okay. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As a district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. So would you say 0, not at all convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, and 10, very convincing?
Okay, 5.
5?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
5.
Okay. All right, so Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. So if we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help people work or help people, working people get ahead, sorry. So would that be 0, not at all convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, or 10, very convincing? Okay. All right, I do appreciate your time. We're almost there. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Okay, no problem. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't change your mind, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala
Harris? That's the name. Mm-hmm. Or Donald Trump.
No, Donald Trump.
Sorry, I didn't get that. So the two options is Donald Trump or Kamala Harris.
Not Donald Trump, but Kamala Harris.
Okay, all right. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. So 0, not at all motivated, 10, extremely motivated.
0.
Okay. All right. Okay. One more long paragraph, and then we, you know, almost at the end. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. Okay. So Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting.
You only got this, that sandwich. That sandwich. Zero.
Sorry?
Oh, what'd she say?
Oh, okay. Okay, you still on the line? You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who in return take care of him. So Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
Yeah.
Okay. Elections have real consequences on our lives. So Trump's stacked Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back your rights. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat. 10, very convincing.
0.
Okay. All right. Almost at the end. If Donald Trump is elected, we can't expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. So Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and the policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. So there's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. So we must use our political power to protect our rights and to vote to make sure that Trump never gets back into power. Would that be zero, not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or 10, very convincing? Okay. So MAGA Republicans, okay, just an update, we're on 71%. So MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. So if they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. So our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. So if we want the history, our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. Would that be zero, not at all, five, somewhat, or 10, very convincing? Okay. And we are on 90% complete. Okay, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
That Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, so 91%. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. So 0 is not at all motivated?
Not at all.
Okay.
0.
All right, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Big single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Younger.
Sorry?
Younger.
Younger. Okay. All right. And that concludes our survey. I honestly appreciate your time so much. Thank you so much for taking the survey. I hope you have a lovely day. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.